Julia Carr is a Bloomington author whose dystopian young adult novel 16 came out last year. The sequel to 16, Truth, is being released by Penguin Publishing this week. Our own Rachel Lyon sat down with Julia Carr to discuss the book and the project of writing for young adults.
So tell me about your new novel, Truth.
Truth is a continuation of Nina's story, my main character. She has found out a lot of truths about what's going on around her, and she is determined to get that information out to the public so other people will see it. And she's not sure just how to go about that.
Because she is 16.
She is. She's only 16. Only in her world, 16 is basically the end of innocence for girls.
In this dystopian world, the government has made it so that 16-year-old girls have to get a tattoo on their wrist telling people how old they are.
Right. So they know which girls are basically allowed to be sexually active and which girls aren't. In this world, girls are adults at 16. And all their lives through the media, they are primed to expect this and to look forward to it and to look forward to being sexual. And everything is geared towards making them feel like that is the most important thing in their life.
There are some real world echoes in here.
You know, I think that's what was really in the back of my mind is the sexualization of girls. It just seems to happen younger and younger. I think what was one of the tipping points for me was high-heeled booties for baby girls. There is no good reason for that. It's not cute. There's only one message, and it is that little girls are sexual beings. Mm-hmm. I just took it to its logical conclusion, you know, if it were to get out of hand.
You're writing for a YA audience, a young adult audience.
Right.
How much is this message going to come across as something that's negative?
Well, it's interesting because I've talked with teens, and what I'm hearing from teens is that's exactly how I feel. I'm not ready to have sex. I want to make the decision. I don't want somebody to make it for me. I think that they're getting it. They're understanding what I was saying, that girls should have the ability and the education and the information to make logical choices themselves about what they want to do with their bodies. It's interesting, the people who seem to have more of a problem with it are older.
So in a way, you think that the responses you're getting from younger audiences are more sophisticated than the responses you're getting from their parents?
Yeah. Kind of the weird thing about writing a book is once it gets out there, it's no longer your book. People are going to interpret it however they want to.
To what extent is it a political choice of yours to write for a young audience? And to what extent is it just aesthetic or...
Well, I don't want to say it was really a choice. I got this picture in my head one day of this girl. She's kind of a punk rock looking girl. She didn't like the society she was in. It was very loud and she wanted some peace. And this girl in my head wouldn't leave me alone. And she was almost 16. Sometimes I think that I have like a 16-year-old child inside of me that really wants to tell her stories.
Are there any misconceptions that you'd like to put to rest about either YA writing or dystopian fiction, sci-fi, just generally what you do?
Well, I think writing for young adults, they are a hard audience. They can see through lies. They can see through if you're trying to preach to them. They can see through, you know, they aren't dumb. They are probably more discerning and less willing to read garbage than adults are. I think they're one of the more important groups to write for, and they're really cool. I don't know how else to say that. They are the groups that I have talked to and interacted with. I love them. They're great.
A book launch party to celebrate the release of Julia Carr's novel Truth is being held at Boxcar Books this Friday, January the 20th. For more information, you can visit Julia's website at juliacarr.com.